The Sirloin Club of Oklahoma has for the first time named five top agriculturalists under 40 special honors they've given just ahead of the 2020 Oklahoma Youth Expo during their kickoff banquet for the OYE season. One of the five, state representative and farmer, rancher, and businessman, Representative Trey Caldwell from Comanche County.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, this is a first time that Sirloin Club and OYE have handed out these awards, agriculturalists under 40. You're one of the five. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I think it's a pretty unique situation. You know, Comanche County is well represented tonight between Bradshaw, Goodnight, and myself. And I just feel super honored to be on a list with some of those guys that are on that list, and to be recognized for any kind of work that we do in production agriculture. It warms my heart, to be honest with you. One of the, you know, the reasons so many people do production ag, and it's never about any kind of recognition or anything like that. It's been a calling to me. You know, my family moved to Southwest Oklahoma in 1914 and started out as sharecroppers. And in 1992, my grandfather was able to buy the quarter that, you know, he grew up on a kid as a sharecropper on. So, you know, it's a great honor, to be honest about it.
You obviously being honored by these folks tonight. They're obviously all about Oklahoma Youth Expo and the young people that are involved in that, including a lot of kids in your district.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So one of the things that I do, you know, we have, I think, 13 FFA chapters in my district in Southwest Oklahoma, and the work that that FFA does, and not only FFA, but vocational ag and our Votech career tech schools in the state of Oklahoma do, that empower young people. It teaches them great, great life lessons. I mean, you look at any of these champions from last year at the OYE stock show, and not even the champions, but just all the kids and the amount of effort and time and the delayed gratification that it teaches, the life lessons that it teaches to these kids, it's unreplaceable. And that's why, you know, OYE and organizations like Saddle and Sirloin have always been so important to me, and I want to continue to support, along with a lot of my colleagues in the House and in the Senate. You know, you look at the legislative show, you know, they said 15, 20 years ago you'd have 4, 5, or 10 people show up, and last year I think we had over 100 and something entries. So I think the biggest thing in ag going forward is that we have to make sure, as production agriculturalists and rural Oklahomans, is we have to tell our story, Ron. And we have to tell our story every single day, because if we don't tell our story, someone from California is going to tell our story for us in their eyes and not ours. And we got to tell our story how we are conservationists, how we want to pass the land on to the next generation, how we don't want to make our customers sick. So we have to defeat so many of these narratives, and we have to be proactive. We need to explain to people what production agriculture is and what our way of life is. And I think it's organizations like this and venues and events like OYE that helps tell our story. And that would be my challenge every time I talk to a young FFA kid. And I had one of them interning for me or paging for me this week. And that's what I told her. I said, you have a job now. You have a job to educate people about our way of life. And I think that's what events like tonight does. It raises awareness and money for that event. And I'm always going to be a big supporter of that.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Ron.
State Representative Trey Caldwell, farmer, rancher, businessman, and first-term state representative in the Oklahoma legislature, one of the top five agriculturalists under 40, as honored by the Sirloin Club. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.